Bank of Cardiff. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm going to find out some information about what you guys do and your service. I got a offer letter, so I wanted to know what would I be, what would I have.
Sure, sounds good. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure, it's 2311.
Mm-hmm.
3101-0034-1680.
1680?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a look. It's for a nail boutique, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I need to go get my nails done. Okay, and just in case we get disconnected, this number ending in 3582 is a good number to get back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just put that in here. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the DBA name is Nail Boutique too, right?
Yeah, it's the Nail Boutique.
Okay. All right. And then, did you say it's an LLC?
It's
S Corp. S Corp. Okay. Sounds good. And I have here that your time in business is since 2015. Is that correct?
No, it's longer than
that. Okay. Good. I'm going to change that. When did you start the business?
4 years ago.
4 years ago? Okay.
So yeah, I changed the... I changed the whatchamacallit.
Like the classification or the structure of the business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I changed the name, so that's what it is.
Oh, okay. So you changed the name in 2015, but you've been in business since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We'll give
but
you credit.
But it's still the Nail Boutique, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no problem. We'll, we give you credit, you know, for however long you've been in business for. Cool. And then I have your billing address here, 983 Fulton Street, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then are you the 100% owner over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
I lost that check.
Okay. Perfect. So I have, we have a lot of different programs over here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I just wanted more working capital. I wanted to, I have like two loans that mm-hmm. I have, like with one is the equipment and one is like just like other knickknacks or whatever. So I wanted mm-hmm. to just like pay that off and just have one bill.
Oh, okay, okay. So you have, like, two loans right now. You kind of just want to consolidate so you can
mm-hmm.
just have one payment instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and use the rest for, like, marketing and stuff like that.
Marketing and stuff. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then for the two loans, you said one is equipment. What was the other one again? I couldn't really hear you.
The other one was I had... did some rentals and stuff like that, and I wanted to hire a new person.
Okay.
That was basically what it was for.
Okay, okay. So how much are your loans comes out to be?
Oh, probably like 30.
30,000, okay.
Yeah.
And then how much did you want for marketing?
Top four on the top. Huh? What were you saying?
How much did you want for marketing?
I wanted like an extra 10. And then like
a 10,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all together, if I can get like 70 to 100, I'll be cool.
Okay.
With that.
Okay.
But
so,
was for $250, but I don't want $250. And
yeah,
I don't think it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, plus if you don't need all that, no point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I missed something. So I have right here that you want 34 equipment loan that you wanted to pay off, and then some marketing, which is 10,000. So that's 40. What was the other 34? Was it hiring people or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, just revamping the business.
Revamping the business. Okay. So like renovations, or are you adding more equipment?
More, yeah, like reno, add more, stuff like that.
Okay.
More inventory.
Inventory and stuff like that.
Just have a lot more inventory on here and stuff like that.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And then what's, for your inventory, normally, like the what's kind of like your like return on investment on that usually? Like from 30K of inventory, how much do you normally like flip that for?
Well, this is, I don't sell inventory. I want to start selling it, like, because people like my t-shirts, so I want to like invest into the inventory. I haven't done that yet. Like my inventory is basically I use it. So I want to have a lot more on hand.
Uh-huh.
And I want to have a back bar. So for
the back part
of it, like doing the t-shirts, doing like the scrubs and all that stuff, that takes money.
Oh, okay. Did you say t-shirts?
Yeah. Yeah, like we have these t-shirts that we wear, and like our clients like, hey, that would be cute to purchase them. They want to be able to purchase them, or like, you know, like you go get a petty.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look the regular slippers, so I want to put them on instead.
Oh, I see.
Stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's cool. I've never actually seen that before, but that'd be different. Would you need to get, like, a screen printing, like, machine? Or, actually, no, you could probably do that on a regular printer.
Yeah, no. I wanted to order them.
Yeah. And do you only do nails there, or are you guys a salon too? Like
nails, massage, waxing.
Okay. That would make sense to get some like logo t-shirts for like the massaging and waxing. And then do you only have one location? Do you have a couple?
I have two locations.
Okay, nice. When did you start the other location? Or is this
a year ago?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably where we got the 2015 from then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one... Okay, so one location started 4 years ago, and then second location started a year ago. That's nice. You grew the business pretty quickly then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And what's your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Both places or just this one?
Both locations.
I don't even have both location on me. Let me see. I think last year with that location was like 170K.
Okay.
And this one was like a little over 5.
Oh, nice. Okay. So ballpark about 750, maybe a little under 800.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you tracking to do this year? How's the first half of the year been for you?
It's been good.
Yeah, that's good. Track giving out the same or growing?
Yeah, it is.
That's good. Okay. And let's see here. I don't remember if I asked you, but for some of the revamping of the store, Is any of that to buy equipment?
Is this for any, like, equipment?
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like, hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. But you're on speaker. Let me turn my Bluetooth on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can kind of hear you, but it kind of cuts in and out.
Yeah. 1 second. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, my Bluetooth. These iPhones are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you driving or are you at in the store right now?
I'm in the store, but what happened is I dropped it so many times, it's not working. Like,
oh. Did you crack the screen and everything, too?
No. That I didn't do for a change.
That's good.
Yeah, I wanted to add a little bit more equipment, like the massage room. I just wanted to redo, like, the waxing and massage rooms and stuff like that.
Like, okay.
Make it look more pretty.
Okay. So, like, like a massage table, some chairs. Are you getting any of, like, those, like, pedicure chairs?
No, well, I already did that.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay. And then for those a new equipment.
Is there anybody that could prep us?
Sorry?
Give me 1 second. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm at work and my client just came.
Oh, that's okay. For the new equipment you're looking to get, do you already have like quotes or invoice from a vendor yet? Or
no. Because those are just like little knickknacks. Most of it is just to like do the marketing and stuff
Okay. So like the
I already have with Financial Pacific. That's why you guys said you reached out to me because I was in good standing with them. So that's what the letter said. You probably don't even have the letter.
No, I see it here that we sent it to you on the 5th.
Yeah. It was I don't want more equipment in that way. Like,
okay.
The ones I
just capital.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the only reason why I was asking about it is just because we have both programs, and since we have both programs, I can play around with the numbers if you already have, like, quotes or invoice for pieces of equipment to see, you know, what combination is going to give you the best deal in terms of, like, interest and stuff like that in terms. But if you don't want me to explore that option, that's fine, too. I just wanted to see, you know, if there's if I could do that. But, you know, if you don't want me to look at it, that's fine.
No, because I don't need it for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, then. Let's see here. Do you have any other, like working capital loans out right now or capital loans out?
Can Capital,
okay. Mm-hmm. And do you know what your balance is with them?
It's probably, I'm going to say, about 16,000.
16? 1-6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not bad. And do you know what your original borrowed amount was and, like, basically the original terms?
I think it was like 32,000 or something like that, 31 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh, okay, okay. And that was the total borrowed amount? What was the total payback?
Yeah. That was with the total. Actually, I think it's 36, and the borrowed amount was 32 or something like that.
Oh, okay, so okay.
I don't have it off the top of my head. I mean,
that's okay.
I don't have it in front of me.
That's okay, no problem. Just wondering if you remember, that's all. Is it like a daily draw for you?
Yeah, that's a daily, and Can Capital, I mean, and Pacific Financials is monthly.
Oh, okay. Pacific Financial is the equipment loans, right?
Yeah.
that you wanted to pay off the 30K?
Yeah, I just wanted to do both of them and have like one.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So basically consolidate these two and get extra capital on top. Yeah, we can definitely do that for you. Alrighty, and then have you looked anywhere else for financing right now? Are you like shopping around or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Cool. Alrighty, so what I can do is I can send over the application over to you. Our application is just one page. And it needs just the most recent 6 months of bank statement. And then for both of your location, is it one out of one bank account or you have multiple bank accounts?
It's two bank accounts.
You have two bank accounts? Okay. Can you send over both account for the last 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, when you do you take credit cards at your business when people pay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you also send over 4 most recent months for the merchant statement and then just tax return?
Okay. I'm on an extension with a smaller location. So I don't
Okay. No problem. Do you have 2014s then?
They wasn't open.
Oh, right. That's true.
Small, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So... for the bigger location, do you have 2014s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess you just send over that one for now, and then I'll put in the notes that we don't have 2015. We don't have the taxes for the second location yet because it just recently opened not too long ago. And you have extension on it. But the good thing is we're just gonna look at the bank statement and we'll be able to see the revenue there and give you credit for both location.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what do you guys do, monthly or you take out daily?
We have actually 3 options. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. So what we do is what I'm going to do is I'm going to qualify you for the largest amount possible and the best terms possible, and then we can work backwards if needed.
Okay. Now, is it on the business credit or my credit?
It's going to be business credit, on the business credit. So it's not going to affect your like debt-to-income ratio for your personal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay. What's a good email for me to send this over to?
C. Sabrina. 9929.
Mm-hmm.
@yahoo.com.
Okay, so C as in Charlie, Sabrina, 9929 @yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and send over the list of items I need. And then do you know when you might be able to get everything back to me?
I could probably, after I finish my client, I can probably shoot it over.
Okay. Sounds good.
The only thing is, I'll probably fund my merchant capital to get the
the merchant.
The receipt.
Okay. Yeah. If anything, you can have them like send it as like a PDF or something like that, and then or have them fax it directly to me, whichever one you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Is the approval?
It usually takes 24 to 48 hours at most, but usually around the 24 mark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay, sounds good. Any other questions you have?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay. Alrighty, sounds good. I'll look out for your documents, and then I will touch base with you later on today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Sabrina. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Bye.